Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm here with my BFF, longtime companion and co-worker, working through Channel 4 and the state police, and that is State Trooper Steve Lamani. And we're here to talk about Shop with a Cop again. Do you believe it's December and you're shopping tomorrow?
I can't believe it. I'm so excited. You wait till you see all the smiles on the kids' faces. It's going to be awesome.
You're amazing. So Shop with a Cop is in its umpteenth year now, right?
It is in its umpteenth year. So actually we're headed, this is going to be the 16th year we've taken kids shopping, right? Yeah. Well, the first year was sort of a flop, but we still counted, right? We had $1,000 for 20 kids. It worked out the best it could, but since it's grown into a monster of giving back to the community, and I'm very fortunate and I'm really looking forward to it. I think this might be, this might be the last one I'm actually in a uniform for. So it's going to be bittersweet for me, but I look forward to still having my thumbprint on the program to try and help making sure that the people, the guys and girls that want to fall through with it are successful. So I'm looking forward to that.
I mean, it is not an exaggeration to say that you have taken thousands of children shopping who otherwise would not have been able to afford to buy a gift, not only for themselves, but even a family member over the last 16 years. Is that right?
Yeah, no, yes, 100%. It's thousands. And it's, we spent over $1 million over the course of my tenure at overseeing and starting the program. It's been, I'm so lucky with all the people in the community that whether it's through donations, support, people showing up for the shopping, right? Just to being there. I've been very, very lucky. I had no idea how incredible the people of Southwestern Pennsylvania are. I'm like kind of like an adopted son from being out in the Northeastern part of the state. So I'm blessed to have those people be a part of my life. And I can't wait to watch the shopping program go on for as long as I'm alive, right?
It's amazing. Let's talk about your partnership with Walmart, because that's been really critical to the success of the program, because you know, you kind of need that place where you can say, hey, we're taking over today. We're bringing 200 kids and 100 police officers. Right. And so they've been really wonderful.
Huh? I talk about a partnership. You know, had no idea when I first started. Obviously, it's just Walmart seems like a place to go because it kind of has everything under one roof.
Absolutely.
And I'm all about supporting locally until I realized the people that work there. Well, guess what? They're local. Mm-hmm. They're all local. The managers are local. They're embedded in our community. And they give away $1 million a day. And I had no idea that's how that company was operating. And that's how it was built, to the point where not only do we take the kids shopping there, but on top of that, while we're there, the Walmarts are offering winter clothing for free. So if the kids need a jacket, gloves, boots, or hats, those things are taken care of, not out of the budget that we're giving the kids. So I'm blessed. There's some, key people that I failed to mention, like Marcy. You know, if she's listening to this, Jack the Yard is one of the guys that runs the golf outing. And then Roger was the first guy that we went there, and he's the guy that runs the Walmart in Latrobe. So he was my first victim when we went over to his store and sort of ransacked the toy aisle, as he liked to put it. But I'm really looking forward to it. And it starts tomorrow, right? And so I have 6 days. So we're going to be having at it on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. We take a little break, and then we're right back at it on the 18th, 19th, and 20th. By the time it's over, we'll have gone through $60,000, $70,000, headed towards being broke, right? So that we could start the working again hard for next year to try and raise money. Probably stick around to do some of the fundraising in the upcoming year or so. And then after that, maybe I'll just kind of be a spectator and a donator myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing that people don't realize is that this is a year-long process to get to this point. It's not like you're just organizing 5 or 6 days of shopping. That's the thing, right? That's the holdup.
Yeah. So and people are like, and the police officers that show up at the event, they're like, oh, this is great. You know, how did you do this? Or who's paying for this? I'm like, who are you paying for this? I said, the gala that we had in the spring, the golf outing that we had in the summer towards the end of the year, the ugly sweater party that we just had, what would have been like Saturday, but about 10 days ago. Mm-hmm. So it's all of these events that we run all year long that are absolutely exhausting, by the way. But because of those events and because they rally the troops to show up to generate money, we're able to raise the amount of money that is required to take the kids shopping. And then we have a couple of really big donors that come along. Obviously, you know, the diocese has been a part of it for a long time. You know, you've been a part of it since inception from day one, from when I went to you and said, hey, how do we make this a success? And then you took over on the media side. And I've had a lot of people that just kind of taught me how to write grants and, mm-hmm. you know, how do you do this and how do you get that? And so I've been lucky. There's been a couple of car dealerships that have stepped up to the plate when it comes to Kenny Ross and Toyota Greenberg.
And they're fantastic. And they write big checks too,
They do write big checks. Yeah. So, you know, So if you, and I'm always big on like, we got to support the people that support us. Mm-hmm. So if you have a chance to support any of those organizations, you know, like those are the people that, that take care of us. I mean, Firehouse Subs, they're another big one. I could just go on and on about the people that just rally to the cause. Robindale Energy, like there's just so many people that it just wouldn't work. Like most of our donations, it's $100. Mm-hmm. Like that's what we get. And if anybody's out there and they still want to get a yard sign, because that's one of our big things.
Yes.
We have yard signs that are available. They're $150. Okay. We'll drive them and put them in front of your house. It's that simple.
That's really, that's been a great addition to the money-making, right?
That was the savior. That was the yard sign was the
COVID savior, right?
It was the COVID savior. It was Steve opened up his big fat mouth and said to the superintendent over at Hempfield, yeah, we can help. How can we help you guys? I know COVID's been rough. What can we do? Well, how about we take some kids shopping? And when she was on her way to a superintendent's meeting, when I said that, and so I didn't really think that she would share that with the entire group. So when I said I could take, 40 kids, and then I got 30 or 40 kids from every single school district in the county, that was going to, it was going to break us. Yeah, it was going to break us. Yeah, we spent $124,000 that year and went into the year with like about 110 maybe in the account. So, and I had no idea how to get the rest of the money and the yard signs, because we didn't do any fundraising. The yard signs saved the day.
Yeah. I mean, you have to. If you haven't made a donation anywhere yet for Christmas, you really need to consider Shop with a Cop. $150 for a yard sign sponsors a child to go shopping, and then you can put it in your yard, which creates awareness as well for the whole organization. How can they get a hold of you if they want to buy that yard sign? Tell them what to do.
Yeah. So it's a lot of different ways. One, call the state police barracks, right? You could just ask for me directly. I'll give you the direct dial in my office. It's 724-832-6485. You can feel free to call me there. We're on westmorelandshopwiththecop.org is our website. You can email me directly at the state police barracks, which is my first initial, which is S, and then the spelling of my last name. So it's S and then L-I-M as in Mary, A-N-I at PA.gov. So it's S-L-I-M-A-N-I at PA.gov. Whatever avenue you want to take to reach me, I'm pretty easy to get a hold of. There's actually, if you pass a yard sign, we decided, why don't we put a phone number on the yard sign? Perfect. So yeah. So Tristan, who's been a huge help, and she's also involved in the community service aspect of it, she was willing to put her, I said, I can't put my phone number on there. She goes, put mine. So we have her cell phone, her state cell phone is on there. So if you see a yard sign and you look at this fine print at the bottom, we have a phone number to call and have your own yard sign put in your yard.
That's amazing. And tell us from the beginning how you came up with this idea.
Yeah.
Is this something that you had seen before or just always had in the back of your mind, I want to do something?
No. So when I took over the community service job, I sat down with the big boss that oversees a 5-county region. And he's like, hey, I really want you to be out in the community and I just want you to be active. He's like, be seen, be visible, be available. I really think that's important. And we really haven't had a lot of that. And this was, 16 years ago when community policing wasn't really at the forefront of people's minds.
So, or if it was, there perhaps could have been some negative connotations as well. And so how do you build those bridges?
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. So I walked out of that office completely clueless on other than going out there, what could I do? And as a growing up in a trailer and being poor, I unfortunately, when you live in low income communities, you happen to see law enforcement on a consistent basis.
That's what I mean by that. There's no, maybe not negative is the right word, but maybe there's no built-in relationship other than you're here because there's trouble.
Correct. Yes. Right? Because somebody's getting arrested.
Someone's getting in trouble.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so, knowing that and then going on calls for 10, 11 years and seeing that, we're going to a domestic, and the only way to get the truth at the domestic is talk to the kid, mm-hmm. because it's mom and dad. Right. And they're just going to tell you exactly what happened. When you go places in general, if you talk to the kid, you're going to get the truth. Mm-hmm. And having that relationship and then trying to explain to them, this isn't normal. How do you tell a kid that's watching his mom get her butt kicked on a consistent basis by somebody that's drunk or an overdose or drugs in their house, people getting run in and out of their house? Like, how do you tell them like this isn't normal? Because in their life, That is normal.
That's normal.
So you want to do something different with them. And I thought, well, maybe I could take these kids shopping. That'll be great. Well, I got a hold of Roger at the Walmart, because we're in Walmart a lot because of retail thefts, things of that nature. Always had a great relationship with them and said, hey, you know, what can I do, or how can we do something? And it went from a $50 gift card and, hey, we'll try and help out winter clothing. And we took, by the way, 20 kids to now we're taking every time 100 kids easily. And on top of that, there's still winter clothing. And now we're actually looking into doing something different to expand the program. And it's thousands of kids shopping, and it's a heart-wrenching story. There's tears, there's hugs, there's smiles. It's the full gamut of, you know, you hit every emotion during the course of a day taking a kid shopping, because you're mad because usually there's one kid that slips through the cracks, is ungrateful. There's 200 that you're running across that are like, oh my God, I want to take them home with me. Right. There's the feel good story. There's a kid that's there trying to buy something for everybody and not having a nickel left over. There's people that are hugging me in the store, making a donation, you know, that they're making a donation with tears. There's kids coming back to the program that are in a different financial situation. There's a trooper that's going to be taking kids shopping that was a shopping kid. Right. Like it's like every emotion all wrapped in one. You almost give me chills, but it's all these emotions all wrapped in one. And it, you know, literally I go through the entire day and I feel every emotion imaginable. I feel grateful, joy, anxiety. That's going to go well. Right. I feel like every single gamut of an emotion, that it's all going to go off without a hitch. And
it does.
I mean, I have great people around me, right? So like, how can it go wrong?
And you have I feel like you've even built camaraderie amongst the local and state police as well, because they're all showing up to a Walmart, hanging out, shaking hands, maybe have only see each other at a bad scene. Correct. Or a crime or an accident or something like that. And now they're kind of getting emotional too. Like these grown men are, yes, you know, this is too much for them.
That's sometimes exactly what happens. And some of them, you know, you might not see, you see it at we're all at the barricaded gun situation.
Everybody's handling business, there. Right.
Everybody. All hands on deck. And then we go from there, and then we haven't seen each other since Christmas time last year. And then it's the same people that care that much. And we're all there, and it's great to hug them and talk about their day and see how they're doing, watch how they interact with the kids. You know, it's a blessing, and it means just as much or more for the police officers. It and does. The gifts are, and I try and explain it to people, it's like when you get a chance to go with one of your friends and you go sit down at dinner and you go talk about life. The food, it really is. That's not what,
that's not you're there. What matters.
No,
right.
It's not. I mean, you, obviously, you want something tasty, but yes, but it's the company and spending time together, because we only have so much time on this earth, right? And as I get older, I appreciate it more. And it's the sharing of the time. And that's what it is with the kids. We're walking around. You see these big giants hoisting the kids up on their shoulders and walking through Walmart, riding bicycles in the store, which probably you shouldn't be doing, but we're having fun and messing around with the kids. And really just getting to be like, we're human, right? And they get to see that. And then I bought a photo booth, right? Which is I thought it was a pretty fun expenditure. So you get to see them put on like elf, you know, these police officers put on elf ears and goofy hats, and we're taking pictures with the kids, and the kids have it forever now, right? We're able to give them that photograph.
That's really nice.
I look for it. I'm telling you, I always tell people, come look, come watch. If you want to see where your money's at, you know, obviously we're the ones taking them shopping. Mm-hmm. You want to see what's happening between your community and the police officers that service that community, go to the Walmarts and watch what is in the interaction. And know that if somebody gives me a dollar, I don't have anybody scraping away anything from that dollar, right? That dollar goes, we're all public servants. We that dollar goes directly towards helping a kid.
It's amazing. It's just, I can't believe the monstrosity of operationalizing it though still gets me. I mean, and that's all you, right? Like you're picking the dates and where you're going, and you're talking to the Walmarts to make sure that there's room in the parking lot. And then how do you get the police officers to show up? Do you just send an email and say, please show up
right
this day and this time, or what?
So the great thing is, because I've been doing it so long, I started off by going to the Chiefs of Police Association.
Okay.
Then pitching the idea.
Okay.
So I'd start pitching this idea in the first couple of years, making sure I hit them sometime in the summer. Hey, by the way, we're going to be taking kids shopping again, making sure I hit them up again in October, November, right? And then lay out the shopping days. and then explain to them where we're going to be at in their community.
So it became more automatic after years of doing it?
Yes.
Okay.
To the point where literally in August and September, they're sending me an email saying, hey, or a text saying, hey, I'm assuming our shopping day is this because of the way you've always done it, that we're going to be shopping here at this. Is that true? And I have the calendar. Yeah. So it's been great. The police officers are kind of counting on it. I have the business cards that I deliver every year. Every year I go out after the Christmas season's over and I said, hey, as a reminder, head out in January, hit their police stations. I say, here's your business cards. Shuffle them out through the group. Mm-hmm. You have all year to take kids shopping. It says on the business card.
So you're saying that if they run into a child in the field that may benefit from this.
Yeah.
And then what do those families do? They call you and say, I'd like to come. And then you just sort of keep a tally.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's real simple. The business card says, I'd like to nominate you for the Shop with a Cop program. Contact me at the information on the back of the card. Mm-hmm. And then on the back of the card, it has a spot for the officer to put their name, an incident number, and a phone number. So they can have the child, parent, whoever contact them. And it says contact me in November, right? Mm-hmm. Just because obviously if you're telling me now, it's a little difficult because it's January or February, right. And we want to talk to you in November. So that's probably how we get between 50 to 70% of our kids. And then the other 30% is through either children youth services, referrals. Exactly. Referrals. And even from Joe Q Citizen on the public, right? Mm-hmm. We've taken those, we're not can my son go shopping? Can my daughter go shopping? Right. Cause that'd be everybody in the community. So it is the neighbor's house caught on fire. Maybe it wasn't a crime necessarily. I know that they're living in a difficult situation right now. Is there a chance that they might be eligible for the shopping program? And then we have a board of directors that oversees those nominations. And for the most part, we're pretty accommodating when it comes to those types of children.
That's amazing. Steve Lamonti is a state trooper with the Pennsylvania State Police Barracks in Greensburg, and he is also head of the Shop with a Cop program. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the shopping schedule in case you would like to donate and be involved. And I also think it's important for people listening at home to know where the Walmarts are that are participating so that they too can patronize those Walmarts. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Classic Hits 107.1. Listen live at WHJBFM.com.
Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Happy to be here today with Trooper Steve Lamonti out of the Pennsylvania State Police Barracks in Greensburg, who is also the founder of the Shop with a Cop program that's now helped thousands and thousands of kids spend more than $1 million at Christmas time on gifts for themselves and their families. So let's hear your shopping schedule this week because it starts tomorrow. Where are you going?
Yeah. So this is a little caveat that people might not know. COVID, I feel like everybody during COVID has, a ton of negative stories, but probably has a positive that came out of it, right? Something that you're like, I changed my life because of COVID and now I do it this way. So Walmart decided not to be 24/7.
Yes.
Right? So they're closing. They usually have extended hours this time of year, right? Because of Christmas. So now that I'm old, I take a nap. So I'll be leaving here, right? And then eventually I'm going to take a nap and I'm going to wake up around 11 o'clock. And then I'm going to drive down to the Belle Verne Walmart where they already know. I sent out my emails to the Walmart managers as a reminder because we take over the area by Lawn and Garden. Mm-hmm. So I have, police tape comes in handy for lots of stuff, right? It comes in handy for, crime scenes and also for my shopping scene, which is going to take place.
You kind of line them up and block off the area.
So I will take the police tape and those shopping carts. I learned if you flip them over, they're not going to really move, and I'm able to use the wheels to wrap it, right?
So what? You're going to make a heck of a chief security officer for Walmart.
Right? You're saying there's a chance, right? I have another career ahead of me. So I will be leaving tonight to flip over and a bunch of shopping carts and rope off the area out in the Belle Verne Walmart. And we'll start off there. We'll probably have around 60 or so kids that we're going to take shopping with the local police departments down there. And then we kind of like rotate ourselves around the county. And of course, this is my nap season, right? So I got to take naps on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I can't get up. By the time I drive down there, do all that work, I get home, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And then I got to get up to get my butt down there. Right. To get everything. So it's right to take the kids.
Hours and hours.
It is. And I'm worried. I always worry, like, is the photo booth working? Can we take a dry run? What's going on with the registers? Am I got my nonprofit tax ID information? How, So I'm a generally like a person that is just always trying to think of the next thing that's going to go wrong, so I could get ahead of it, so it doesn't happen. So
Bell Vernon on Monday.
Yep. So we're Bell Vernon on Monday, Mount Pleasant on Tuesday, and then we're at La Trobe on Wednesday. We get to reboot for the rest of the week, and then we're back at it the following Monday in Greensburg, and then Tuesday in Delmont, and then Wednesday. And I don't want to say it wrong because I know it's a hotbed, like North Huntington, Irwin / Walmart out there. So I don't want to say anything incorrect about that Walmart. They're a great store, and Kenny Ross usually picks up a tab at that store, which is pretty impressive. Wow. But yeah, so that's the last store that we end up at. And then the dust settles, and I leave from there. I go to the accounts with like literally like a box full of receipts from the day, because I run everything on a credit card. They hate me, right? They absolutely hate me, to be honest with you. But yes, so I go back there with the receipts from all the credit card I've been swiping over and over again, and we work on they start to just work through what I'm going to owe. And then I get a bill in the middle of January, and we're able to write the check. But they it's a big one. It's a big credit card bill. So if somebody wanted to donate even after, like, well, I didn't get the check there. I didn't get it there by the 20th. Oh, don't worry. I didn't pay yet. I didn't pay. Believe me, your donation could be applied.
Credit.
Yes. We do a little payback, you know. And the goal always is, I hope I never have to have a January fundraiser to pay for last year's Christmas. So I haven't had to do that yet. So we've been very fortunate.
That's amazing. I mean, so much goes into it. I just don't think people realize it. Why don't you tell me one or two stories over the years of kids that it just kind of ripped your heart out?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. She want to make me cry. I see how that works. So I think that the first one was probably the biggest eye opener, right? Because it's the first time I got a couple. So the very first shopping program, we take the family where their mother was trying to make it across the railroad tracks in Derry. And she had two little girls and an infant. And as she's trying to progress across the tracks, there's a train coming and she doesn't make it. But the two girls survive, the infant and she does not. And that was about 3 weeks before Christmas. And on top of trying to be not be insensitive and reach out to the family, they take us up on coming shopping. You know, we take the girl shopping, and, you know, I'm hugging the father. He's in tears. You know, it's a good moment for them to be able to try and forget about what transpired, at least for a short period of time. And it takes a couple of years. He reaches out to me and says, hey, the girls, we had a small settlement, but the girls want to make a donation to the shopping program. And I'm blown away, right? Because I gave them $50, and you know, they write a check for $1,000. And then we have the girls, and they actually came shopping just to spend time with the other kids. And they were in their, it was pajama day at school. I'll never forget it, because they were in their pajamas. And they're like, oh, it's Trooper Steve, it was pajama day at school. And like, they're like full of energy and they're all excited.
Which made you happy. And,
oh, I couldn't. Right?
Because, yeah. You know, you didn't want to see them.
No, they remembered going shopping. They loved taking the other kids shopping. You know, their father was there, like, you know, everyone's in tears. And, you know, the kids weren't actually in tears. The adults are in tears. Mm-hmm. The kids were like pumped. That they got, we were the first ones that got to go. Like, they were like telling the other kids, we were the first ones that got to go. Like, we're going to help you. Yeah, we donated so you guys can go shopping. And like, here they are running around the Walmart, you know, like, just it's right. And you're like, holy crap. Like, this is nuts. Right. So yeah, I'm like, well, I guess that's what it's for. That's how it's supposed to work. Right. You know, and then that second year we were able to expand and we had a little bit of money. We were in Mount Pleasant. And I was in Mount Pleasant, and I remember that this kid comes over to me and he's like, hey, I want to buy something for my mother. Right. And instead of himself. Right. This is like the first one that's coming to me. Poof. I need to buy something for somebody else. Cause we only took 20 kids shopping the first time. They had $50.
Right.
This is the first day of the second year we're shopping. This kid's like, hey, I want to buy something for somebody else. And you know, shame on me. I'm thinking negative thoughts. Yeah. What do you want? Like, you know, your mom sent you in here, told her to get her cigarettes or something, you know, and unfortunately that, you know, that was my jadedness of being in maybe law enforcement a little too long without having enough positives in my career. You know, mostly people trying to pull stuff over. And I told this kid, I said, how about, he wanted to get her a flower. And I'm like, my friend, we're in Walmart, right? At Christmas time. Like, there's no, your flower selection here is limited.
Minimal.
Yeah. And then the flower he told me, like, I never heard of it, right? Like, I know of like a rose and like a dandelion. I know nothing in between. This kid's like, I want this certain plant. I said, how about we get her coffee pot? The Scottsdale police officer's behind me, like saying, like, you know, cut, you know, give me like the cut sign to stop talking. The kid's little wheels are churning. He's like, hey, you know, no one else at the cemetery's mom has a everyone has flowers. Everyone at the has flowers at the cemetery. And, you know, I don't, you know, and I was like, here's this kid's mom died in a car crash, right? And he wants to get flowers to put on her grave, and that's what he wants to do. And I'm telling him to get a coffee pot, right? So I was like, holy crap. You know, I'm like, hey man, you know what? You go and buy whatever you want, and I'm gonna make some phone calls, and we're gonna find these flowers, and you're gonna have them, right? So like, we're gonna work through that. And so, you know, obviously, but I was like, where's my credit card? I'm going to pay for this kid's flowers for a thing, right? Because this is what this kid's thinking about at Christmas time. So, so like, those are two.
You're killing us. We got to go back on the radio. It's really, really touching.
All I can say is come to the shopping program. Come watch it. Come watch it. It's little kids in their innocent little lives buying Christmas trees and heaters and mattresses, right?
And you, in a way, see yourself in them a lot.
I'm a trailer park kid. You know, I had love in my house, but I was still a trailer park kid. You know, they're fighting through life. And they deserve to have the same things that the other people have. And for maybe one day, we get to try and give it to them.
Steve, you should be so proud of the work you've done. It's unbelievable.
I'm lucky. I
have unbelievable. You do have good people. You have a lot of dedicated volunteers and a lot of people who want to donate and I think one more time, can you give everyone the information of how, like, the yard signs? We got to push the yard signs because every yard sign is taking another kid shopping.
Yeah. So they can call me at the barracks. My direct dial in my office is 724-832-6485. And our website is westmorelandshopwithacop.org. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
And then my email address is my name, S. And then last name, LIM as in Mary, ANI at PA.gov. So SLIMANI at PA.gov. And I'd love to be sticking a yard sign in your yard. It makes me feel like a million bucks. I drive around and I see a yard sign that I didn't put in. So I'm like, oh, how did a yard sign get there? You know? So
People bought them in bulk. Yeah.
I'm pumped. Literally the first person that I stuck them in was the judge, one of the judges down at the courthouse, you know?
Great.
Was the first, they're the first ones I stuck in last year too. You know,
and it's just so important because you know exactly where the money's going. And you know, I hope everything goes well this week. Hope the weather holds out for you and the kids have a wonderful time. And want to send a special thank you to all the policemen and police women who are going shopping with the kids this year because that's just as important.
Well, thanks. Listen, none of it happens without Southwestern PA people. They're
right.
The best people walking the earth, and I'm just lucky to be a part of it.
It's so true. It's so true. You're a perfect example of the welcomingness and charity of this community. Pennsylvania State Police Trooper Steve Lamani and his Shop with a Cop program. Don't forget, last chance to donate before the end of the year, but you can still donate in January because he's got to pay off those credit card bills for taking kids shopping. 724-832-6485. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy.